The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn. Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
When you sit down to breakfast, don't you often think of the starving people of the world? I wish we could share our abundance with them. Wholesome foods like good luck margarine. Years ago, we never dreamed of eating margarine, but nowadays you can get margarine like good luck, which tastes delicious. I really enjoy it.
The margarine Mrs. Roosevelt has just recommended is new good luck, the light margarine that leaves no oily aftertaste.
Hello, greetings, I'm home. Everybody come and gather around, see what I brought home.
Honey, the police just don't smell like that. The baby's asleep.
Oh.
What is that?
Here, hang up my coat, will you, please, while I unwrap this masterpiece. Betsy!
What did you do?
What's the matter? What are
you
talking about?
Well, wait till you see. Betsy, come here.
There
you are.
Back
all right, everybody, now. Feast your eyes upon this great painting.
Oh, Daddy, it's mine. What did you do? Get that frame?
Yes, sir, that's right. How does it look? Honey, Betsy, do you like it?
For goodness sake, is that one a Betsy?
That's right. Yeah. The lovely, abstract, impressionistic watercolor. Interesting, isn't it?
It's called Wake Me Up in the Morning, Aunt Effie.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the way my room looks when I wake up and the sun comes in the window.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But my goodness, why did you get this one framed? She's got some other little drawings I think are much better, like the one with the little rabbit eating a carrot.
Oh, no, Aunt Effie. You don't understand modern art.
But that doesn't look like anything. Just a whirling mass of different colors.
It does, too, look like something.
Of course it does, Betsy. What's the matter with you, Aunt Effie?
Daddy, are you going to hang it up on the wall?
Why, sure.
Oh,
where else?
Honey, now, don't tease.
Look,
I'm like
going
that.
To hang this up on the wall. I'm not teasing you. Come on. Betsy, let's find a good place in the living room. Come on. Oh, say, you called Myra, didn't you? She's coming over this evening. You didn't spill the beans.
Yes, you know, no, I didn't, but I still don't approve. I think it's a very mean and childish thing.
Go on, Ella, don't spoil my fun, will you? Come on, Betsy.
What does Myra Pemberton have to do with
this? Oh, it is so silly. Come on out to the kitchen, Aunt Effie, and I'll tell you.
This is Galen Drake. Say, you remember some of those old-fashioned, greasy things that you used to rub on you to get rid of the miseries of a cold? Well, you can forget about that now. Just start using New Minute Rub, which is a modern, greaseless way to rub away painful cold misery. And you know, this New Minute Rub works fast, and it works without burning your skin, and it won't stink. Minute Rub actually vanishes. And not only that, but it smells good, and it feels cool. But for relieving the chest tightness and muscular discomforts of a cold, you can't beat it. On top of that, it's great for muscular pain. You'll be shopping pretty soon, so pick up some new greaseless Minute Rub and try it.
Now, wait a minute. I don't understand this at all. He's going to do what? Here, let me mash the potatoes. You fix the salad.
Myra Pemberton dropped in last night. You know how she is. I mean, you know, with Myra, everything is simply marvelous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But I like her. I think she's very nice.
Well, I do, too. But Myra does go on about things. And sometimes she gets rather fancy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we got on a discussion of art.
Art who?
Well, yeah. Now, she did that last night. She thought we were talking about Art Paulson. Oh, I just remember to ask her what happened to him. She said, wasn't it terrible? And then she forgot to tell me what was so terrible.
What are you talking about?
Well, I meant we were discussing art. Paintings, not art and
Yes.
Well, Myra immediately started saying she knew so much about it. She understood the great masters. You know, and why she appreciated their work.
Oh, you're telling Aunt Effie about Myra. Yes. You should have heard her. You know, she was so overcome when she saw the Mona Lisa at the Louvre in Paris that she almost fainted.
Why do you make like fun of someone who appreciates great beauty just because you don't get the same...
I don't like people who put on the dog about it. Myra doesn't know one darn thing more about it than we do. Mm-hmm. But you should have heard her, Annette, explaining how she can always tell a masterpiece. You know, which she claims she can.
Well, I must say, I don't know that I can. I don't know much about art, but I know what I like.
Yes, I do, too.
Well, look, Myra was going on about delicate shading, balances, composition, harmonious values.
Well, that's the way people talk who do know something about it. You're just showing up your ignorance.
Well, maybe so. But by golly, I'm going to see if Myra knows artistic talent when she sees it. And don't you give me away now.
No. What are you going to do?
Get out of my way, dear. Please, I want to get some plate.
All right. I think it's pretty funny, myself. What I'm going to do.
It's a very old and childish trick, and I don't think it's very funny at all.
Well, I do. I told Myra I had a painting that was done by somebody I knew, you know, a modern artist.
Uh-huh.
Now, that is true. I mean, after all, I do know Betsy. I might say that she's a modern artist.
Are you using that thing of Betsy?
Yes, that's why I had it framed.
What did you pay for the framing?
Not much. So, Aunt Effie, I'm simply going to show it to Myra.
How much?
And see if she thinks the artist has any talent. Now, do you think that's so awful?
Well, it's not very fair.
Myra stated last night that she could always tell whether any painting was any good or not.
What did you pay for the frame?
Oh, well, yeah, I get a few dollars.
How many?
Look, I told Myra this artist was supposed to be good. See, now, I couldn't put it in some cheap frame. It has to be shown to good advantage. And the guy said that... Well, $10 was the cheapest frame.
$10?
Yes, my heavens, $10 for that thing of Betsy?
Well, look, to get the guy to do it today, it was a rush job.
You spent $10 just for a joke? And here I am trying to scare up money so I can go to Europe with you this summer?
Oh, all right.
You just thought of
it. Here's $10. $10, take it.
I will.
All right.
You know, sometimes I don't understand you at all.
I don't either. I think that is terrible.
Don't you think it's going to be worth it? Don't you think it's going to be pretty funny to see Myra look at that nonsensical painting of Betsy's and say, "Oh, it's marvelous, simply marvelous," proving that she doesn't know one darn thing more about great art than we do, despite the fact that she...
No, I don't. First of all, she's my friend, and I think it's mean to make a fool of her. I really do.
Where is your sense of humor?
Well, I don't think it's very funny either.
And to spend $10 to get that silly thing framed.
Well, I didn't intend to spend that much, but he said that's the least it costs to get anything framed.
Well, either you tell Miss Betsy the minute she looks at it before she says it's marvelous, or just listen to what she says and don't ever tell her it's Betsy.
But he says I didn't intend to tell her it was Betsy's at all. I thought we could laugh about it after she'd gone.
Come on, we'll get
Betsy to bed because I don't want her around when Myra comes, you know. And I think it's a very funny gag.
Oh, honestly, I wonder why men get such a kick out of practical jokes.
I don't know. And to spend $10, why, it's shocking.
Of course, I wonder what Myra will say.
Yes. I do, too.
There you are. Come in, Myra. I've been waiting for you.
Where did she get your coat up?
Would you like a cup of coffee, Myra, and a piece of my chocolate cake?
Oh, I love it.
Before I show you the watercolor, Myra, I want you to be sure and give me your honest opinion.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you won't hurt my feelings if you don't like it. I mean, after all, just because the artist is, well, you might say a friend of mine.
Now, tell me one thing.
Yes?
Has this artist done anything else that I might have seen?
Oh, yes, I'd say so, wouldn't you, dear?
I think you have undoubtedly, yes, Myra.
As a matter of fact, the one I'm going to show you was on exhibition, you might say, at one time.
Well, I certainly go to all the art exhibitions, so I may have already seen it.
Well, now, maybe so, but now just remember, the artist is new, Myra, modern, and needless to say, I'm hoping that the picture I have will be worth plenty someday.
Oh, sure.
All right, okay, you ready? Come on in the living room. Remember now... It's modern.
Oh, I love modern art.
Yes.
I don't just stick to the old masters.
There it is. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, what do you think?
Well, dear, give her a chance. I mean, she needs time to think about it.
No, I don't need her time at all. I know exactly what I think of it. It's marvelous. Simply marvelous.
You really think so, Myra?
Think so? I know so.
Well,
it's great.
You did say last night you could always tell when an artist was really good, and I mean, to some people it might look just like a mess of colors, you know.
But it shows a simply marvelous color composition. It shows real feeling. That is what the artist felt.
It's what the artist for. I mean, it has true harmony. It really does, Myra.
I want Myra's opinion. You really think, then, that the artist has talent?
Oh, sure. Of course, I don't know what she had in mind when she painted this, but whatever it was her impression, and her balance of color is marvelous.
Wait a minute. She?
Well, it's Betsy's, isn't it?
Did you know right away it was Betsy's, Myra?
Oh, sure. Well, I've seen her things hanging up in the schoolroom. I've always said she shows real talent. For a child that is not 8 years old, that is a masterpiece.
Yes, and thank you, Myra.
Yeah.
Did you hear what she said?
Hear what she said?
Yeah.
My goodness, she talked for an hour about Betsy and her delicate shadings and balance and harmony and goodness knows what else. I couldn't even understand her. She never said one word about my chocolate cake.
Oh, honestly, now I forgot to ask you again about Art Paulson. What happened to him? It was so terrible. I'll call Adam off.
Well, now, what do you say about my spending $10 for a frame, huh? There hangs a masterpiece.
Oh. Well, I have to confess it looks like a bunch of blobs to me, but I guess Myra understands modern art better than I do.
Of course she does, and I have to admit, I guess she was right. She really can tell something good when she sees it.
Well, I don't know. I bet she got a talent from it. She does have it. You know, I never could draw anything.
No, me either. Mm-hmm. Well, they say artistic genius sometimes just springs out of nowhere, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, Myra's right. The more you look at that, the better you like it. It kind of grows on you.
Well, it doesn't grow on me. It's exactly like what it is. A picture done by a child that was given a paint box and a piece of paper. And that's the result. And you spending $10 for a joke. A joke that backfired, I would say.
Well, what do you mean?
I think Myra knew exactly what you were doing and just turned the tables on you. A masterpiece indeed. I think Myra's the one with a sense of humor.
Why? Look, I don't know much about modern art, but doesn't that thing of Betsy's look as good as some of the stuff we've seen?
I'm a little suspicious, dear, that the joke is on you.
Yeah, I wonder.
Next time irregularity makes you feel dragged out, below par, take X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity gently overnight. Many doctors recommend X-Lax for youngsters as well as adults because X-Lax gives the relief you want, the gentle way that nature wants, without upset, without discomfort. So if you need a laxative, do what most people do. Take pleasant-tasting chocolate X-Lax today, feel better tomorrow. Introductory size, only 15 cents. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Neil McLaughlin, and Barbara Meyer, and is produced by Walter Hodge.